A former boss of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority has slammed a decision to dump dredge spoil in the World Heritage Area. The authority has given the nod for 3 million cubic metres of spoil to be deposited as part of a plan to expand the Abbott Point coal terminal in North Queensland. Graham Kelleher was the head of the authority for 16 years. He says a better option would have been to dump the material on land. Stephanie Smale reports.
Graham Kelleher describes the decision to dump dredge spoil inside the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park as his worst fear confirmed. He's the inaugural chairman of the agency in charge of protecting the World Heritage Area, and he's worried the dredge sediment will spread further than authorities are predicting.
Clay can stay in the water column for a very long time. Their rate of sinking in salt water is very, very slow. So those particles can be carried a long, long way. You'd have to worry because the sediments block the sunlight onto the corals.
He's questioning whether there's enough scientific evidence to rule out harm to the reef.
If there was any doubt about the effects of the dredging and dumping being trivial, if there was not general scientific agreement by the experts, and I mean more than one or two, that the effects on the general reef health would be trivial, then I would have done anything to prevent it, including resigning.
Graham Kelleher acknowledges dumping dredge spoil on land is more expensive, but he says it should be considered.
Even the possibility of storing it for a while and then dumping it back into the coal mine itself, which would be expensive, but for the short-term economic benefits of selling coal to China and other countries, risking one of the seven wonders of the world, to me, is short-term over long-term.
Russell Reichelt is the current chairman of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. He insists the authority has given the dumping site the green light because it's safe.
I'm convinced there will be no harm to the Great Barrier Reef from the disposal activities that have been agreed. And it's because the conditions are extremely strong. The location is in deep water, far from any reef. And the ability of us to monitor this activity is extremely strong. It is nothing like Gladstone. We will have people there all the time. The reef will not be harmed through this process.
Documents obtained by the ABC show a previous proposal for an even bigger expansion of Abbott Point suggested dumping the spoil on land would be the best option. Information from the North Queensland Bulk Ports Corporation, that's also behind the current expansion, reads, no dredge material from the construction works will need to be disposed at sea. Another document written by Queensland's Deputy Coordinator General about the proposed expansion says there is no offshore dumping of dredge spoil, it all goes into the facility to create land. Brad Fish from the North Queensland Bulk Ports Corporation has acknowledged cost was a factor in deciding where to dump the dredge spoil this time.
We looked at least six different land-based options there. Each of those options was analysed on environment, risk, cultural, safety, construction risk and, of course, cost. And every option, both onshore and offshore, was analysed on that same basis to come up with what is the best overall option, looking at all those different factors.
Brad Fish from the North Queensland Bulk Ports Corporation, ending Stephanie Smale's report.